Okay, so we've been discussing the relationship between... What have we been discussing? Who wants to give us a quick summary? Josh, tell us what have we been discussing?
We were talking about after you give the actual get, the next stage of the Shulchan Beita, the woman being sent out, what are different cases where that doesn't happen? What does that mean about the divorce?
Yeah, we've been talking about Shiluach subsequent to the Nesina Saget. And in the Pesukim, welcome, guy, welcome. In the Pesukim, you get some emphasis on this in B'shilcha Mibeso, V'yatza Mibeso, B'shilcha Mibeso, Asher Shilcha. So in the Pesukim, you get the sense that there's a din shiluach, a din of separation, sending away, that's distinct from the Kasav LaSefer Krisus Nasan V'yada. In the last year, we documented one dimension of shiluach. I think the most compelling was what? Or what's the clearest, one that has the most evidence in the Makoros? Yivamos Kufir Gimel, and then the Rishonim from there, Josh.
But if whenever you send her away, she comes back, then you're either not divorced or you get...
Yeah. That Mishalcha Vichozeres is a problem. If there's a Shiluach and the wife returns, that's somehow incompatible with the notion of there having been a Gerushin. So you have the Gemara Yivamos Kufir Gimel. The Gemara there says that for a shota, a woman who's not a bardas, there's no capacity for gerushin, because v'shilcha mibeso, very explicit diak in the pesukim, misha mishalcha v'ena chozeres, yatzazu shemishalcha v'chozeres, to exclude the case of the woman who doesn't really understand that she's not supposed to return to her husband's house. Okay, we saw two other manifestations of this idea. One was Rashi and Gittin Samechemet Aleph. There, Rashi was saying that the lowest age at which a woman could receive her own get before being a gdola, so a case of where she's married off by her father or her brother, kushiktana, is what? Onas haputos. What's the significance of onas haputos? Based off, that's, the Gemara says onas haputos. Miskareshes be kedushavia. What's the significance of that? What does Rashi say? Josh? Mishal chamino chazeres. At that point, she has capacity to understand that she doesn't return to her father's, to her husband's home. And then the last piece of that discussion was Tosus and Gittin Ayin Chesem and Aleph. What was the issue here? Tosus realized that there was a stira. What did Tosus point out? There's a stira between. Right, remember? Skaria?
Yeah, why didn't you tell her Egitin if she's mixed direction called Korba?
Yeah, what's the need for informing the wife that she's divorced if you don't need her das? And Tosus said, it's basically not a din in her das. What's it a din in? Yeah, she has to know that she's divorced, as she's not returning home thinking that she's still married. And Tosus is pretty good. That's a din in Dibin and Shei Mishal Chavina Chazaris. That there has to be a clean break, that they're separating their domicile, and they're not back together. Okay? So I think it's very clear from that. That's like that there is some din of Shiluach. Correct? And it's, again, it's not clear in all these sources. Is in the case of Shota, it's very clear that it's Ma'akev the Gerushin. In the case of Tosus, I don't think Tosus would say, it's an open question, but Tosus say that if there's no Amira, or if the wife doesn't know that she's divorced, then it would be Ma'akev the Gerushin based off Mishalcha Min HaChazeres. That we don't know. Does anybody know? In Tosus? What's at stake in lacking Mishalcha Min HaChazeres? It's not clear. He's just citing the Riz Psak that he would require that the Nosen Gelishto would say Hegitech V'gamaret Mitaras L'chol Adam. Right? But would he say that if the wife didn't know it's Ma'akev V'Gerushin? I think it's an open question that we should look into. Alright? Everybody agree that this substantiates the Din of Shiluach? Mashachav and Chazeres? Great. Then we turn to two more speculative areas. One was the idea of get yashan. If you look at the Mishnah on Ayin Tes, we're told that potar the Mishnah beget yashan, Beis Hillel Osrin. So at least according to Beis Hillel, you have din, the kolshen is siyached ima me'achar shekasvula. Once you have ksiva saget, you shouldn't, and then there's a yichud subsequent to the ksiva, you should no longer use that get for gerushin. If you take the Mishnah Kipshuta, I think you get this notion that once there's ksivas haget, once there's das lagarish, that's been formalized, then a get, that's incompatible with now the couple being united together. V'yichud. So to the extent that it would already give us a reason to disqualify the get. Everybody see that? So there's some degree of a tarta desasri between the ksivas haget and an ongoing union between the husband and wife. Now we pointed out in last year that the Gemara does say this sounds like a gzeir shem yom rgita kodem levna. My argument was that itself, gzeir shem yom rgita kodem levna, is an expression of this problem. Dehainu, that once there's a get, you don't want there to be any ambiguity whether the couple is divorced or married. And the chashash of the get yashan is that if the date on the get is dated, if the get is dated to the zman aksiva, and it's not given until much later, so there's ambiguity about the status of the couple between the shas aksiva and the sina. And the greatest expression of that ambiguity is that if a child is born in that period, you don't even know whether the child was born in marriage or out of marriage. That's the. But even if you don't want to take my interpretation of the Gemara, I just want to point out that the Yushalmi, which Tosos quotes on Ayin Tassam and Beis, which we saw in last year, the Yushalmi says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are Lishitasam in the mission of Get Yashan. How are they Lishitasam? Tosos quotes it. Beis Shammai and Sarvi Lormin and Gzer Shem Yom Gita Kolbim Na. Josh? Sorry, Ezra. Ezra, tell us. How are they Lishitasam?
I mean, that the whole reason why Beis Shammai says that worried about it is because his bar for getting divorced is higher to Eros Dabar, and therefore if you divorce a woman, you're not worried that you're going to have a with her because it's a kind of state.
Good. According to Beis Shammai, every time there's gerushin or ksivas haget, there's Eros Dabar. So the wife is mizuhemes b'enei bala, and therefore eino bala. There's no chashash that they're going to be intimate. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, where you could divorce even for a ktichat tavshilo, we don't assume that the wife is repugnant in the eyes of her husband. And then there's a chashash that they are intimate. They're going to be intimate. So I just want to point out that in the Yushalmi, there's no indication that the Mishnah should be read as a chashash of Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Levna. In the Yushalmi, it could be, and this is the sense you get from the Yushalmi, a din in and of itself that if there's bia subsequent to the ksiva saget, that's a reason to disqualify the get. Everybody see that? So this gets back to Rumi's debate with Ezra in the last year. Right? Meaning, you could read the Mishnah, and this may be the Yushalmi's pshat, as being concerned by something independent of Gzer Hashem Yom Ragita Kodem Levna. In which case, the concern is that there's a tarta desasri between a get, das lagarish v'chule, and the ongoing intimate relationship between the husband and wife.
Yeah,
what?
No.
Go, what was that, Ezra?
He's saying possibly.
And therefore what?
Possibly.
What? Hold that thought for now. The third sugya that we saw that relates to this question of shiluach or pirud during Gershon, so again, the second being the Get Yashan discussion, and again, I'll just flag that, strictly speaking, the Get Yashan discussion is not subsequent to Gershon. The Get Yashan discussion is subsequent to the Ksivas Haget. Okay? But the third sugya, again, this is a little clearer that it's subsequent to Gershon, is the Megarish Zisht of Lana Imam Apuntagi, where there's Gershon, and then they spend the night together subsequent to the Gershon. Macholkes b'sham be'sila, whether require a get sheni. Now, here I just want to point out, in the Mishnah itself, it's not clear whether this would be a chisaron in the original gerushin, or whether this is a new kiddushin, a new marriage. Right? Definitely when you read the Gemara gives you the sense that this is clearly an issue of a new marriage. Right, because about edei yichud, heinein edei bia, and it's about chazak ena demos bilasa bilaznas. Correct, but I do want to point out that in the Yushalmi again, And we'll look at this Yushalmi very closely. So here you have the Yushalmi here on the source sheet on page 6. What does the Yushalmi say in the Sigya? At least over here. In Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun's interpretation.
Right, that's the same machlokas.
Yeah, this too is really just a machlokas about whether Rechoshe that they'll have Bia. Right, because Beishamez L'shitasa or Vazdavar, Mizuhemez Beinav, in which case there's no chash that he's Bala. Beis Hillel holds Afilo Kichatav Shilo, so she's not Mizuhemez Beinav, so there's grounds to believe that he's Bala. But the Yishalmi doesn't connect it necessarily to a new Maisa Kedushin. The Bavli does. The Bavli speaks of it in terms of Chazak and Adamos Abilas Abilas Nos. Zecharia?
To strengthen this point, some of the notes of Heinrich Guggenheimer,
who's that?
For his translation and commentary on Yushalmi in the past like 20 years.
Okay.
He has
a name that makes him sound like he's from the past 20 centuries ago.
He was a Swiss mathematician, and then he like moved to West Hempstead and just became going in Yushalmi.
Okay.
Names are like 5 years. Anyway, he notes that there's no mention.
You knew him from West Hempstead, or what? You knew him from West Hempstead, or
no? I just found him on like he's on, like his notes are like on the Torah.
Okay.
Anyway, point being, he notes that there's no mention of that there is any Ada Yuchud Dechlau in the Yushalmi. And one of the notes doesn't actually imply that we know there's Yuchud. It just means, like, it doesn't mean they got the same hotel room, per se. And therefore, that even takes it further that there's not even any necessarily Ada Yuchud, according to Yushalmi.
Ah, man, they were just, they're just like sharing the same building or something like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I guess we have to figure out what's the connotation of pundaki. Like, what was the pundak in... Yeah, what was the connotation of a pundak?
Right.
I'm
thinking an argument.
Like, they walked into the lobby together,
right,
type thing. And that would be sufficient to generate this chash. It's interesting. Yeah. So, does everybody agree that maybe you could read the Yushalmi might be discussing... Tzricha Imena Get Sheni is also interesting. Like, why would the language of the Mishnah be that it's a get sheni? If what you're really talking about is a new kiddushin, it's true that it happens to be a second get, but it's a get on a different ishus. Josh,
I think it was Zev like a little while ago pointed out that like,
as opposed to thinking that the get sheni means that there was some chisarn in the get rishon. It's just a linguistic aura in the language of the Mishnah. But go ahead, Josh.
I think Zeb posted something on WhatsApp about like why Masi Bruchateau isn't a problem for like when it's your same wife.
Yeah, Zeb like, did post that.
Right. Wow, I was posted a thing that the guy thinks that like meaning when you get remarried, it's really just like a continuation of your old marriage. So I wonder if you can say that's a little bit going on here. Like maybe it's kind of a second kedushin, but at the end of the day when you have a second kedushin with the same person, you kind of just view it as like one long marriage that you're still married. I don't know.
Maybe. Certainly, what we'll see in the Gemara and the Bavli itself, the whole point of Libo Gaspa, once you say Chazakin in the Mosa Bilasa Bilas Nus, and Libo Gaspa is only applicable in the case of a prior wife, then it might point in that direction, right? So we'll come to that. All right, so that's so Lani Mapundiki, if you go with the Yushalmi's reading, and even just the Mishnah Kipshuta, it's very possible that there's some Chisaron in Shiluach. Right? Does everybody think that's a possibility? More or less? We'll try to say more about that soon. But even when you get into the Gemara's analysis of it, and the Bavli's analysis of it, so the Gemara says this has to do with whether Adamos Bilasa Bilas Nus. But what do we see in the Rishonim? What do we see that debate between the Rambam and the Gonim? That even if you think this is about a new Maisa Kedushin and Chazak and Emosa Bilas Nus, what did we see the limitation of it? Romy?
When we say is it someone who divorced his wife or was married to a certain divorce?
Yeah, it seems like it's limited specifically to a case, or it applies exclusively to a case where there was a prior Ishus. Right? Now, what we ended last year with was that there are two ways to understand that. One way is to suggest that when you analyze the formal rules of Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia, and Chazaka Eina Demosa Bilasa Bilas Nos, it may turn out that the stars only align for a Maisa Kedushin when it's Nisgarsha Mina Nisuin and Libo Gaspa. Right? That's one way of understanding the Gemara, and that's very possible. Correct? Meaning the ingredients for a new Maisa Kedushin are only there when it's Nisgar Shem and Nisuin. But a different way of reading the Rambam's objection to the Gonim, so let's just look at that for a second. This is the Rambam and Ishus Yud Tes Zayin. Let's go through this for a second here. So, did we read through this whole thing last year?
Part of it.
Zeb, why don't you take us? Did you prepare this Rambam?
I didn't.
Did not. Who prepared this Rambam? Romy, take us to the Rambam. Bottom of five. So anytime a woman has bia bifneidim, I assume it means that she's not an eishes ish. She requires a get from the boel.
Right. So it's not because she's not the most bilas bilas, because you don't assume that anyone is supposed to be
bilas. So we just have a chazaka that let's say lo shavik hetera bachali sura, presumption a person would rather engage in this bia in a permissible way. So we impute das kedushin.
That's a big addition that you just made. I think so.
That I said.
Yeah.
What did I add?
I'm just saying, like, I don't think you need to say that. Some of them say it that way, but that, is it necessarily that the reason we impute that das is because we assume that he wants to do it in a way that's less usher?
Fair.
Or
yeah.
People gossip about it.
It's just one way of motivating why you'd say. What else is chazaka? Chazaka just might be an existential postulate?
No, I'm saying, well, we might say that there's a chazaka because of things like legal gospel or not legal gospel. What is that? How much does the context or whatever suggest that this is what that
means? Yeah, but the Gonim are saying, kol isha shetibol from the eidim tzichaget cause of chazaka and the most bilas bilas nos, meaning a presumption that every bia has das kedushin. Right? Now again, anytime you have a chazaka, you have to ask, is this a empirical assessment about the das of the boel, or is this a legal rule that we're imputing to the boel, this das? Chazaka is an open question, right? Chazaka kol masha tachas yadav shel adam shelo. It's like an empirical assessment that we know most things that are, maybe most people in the world have, like, stole their land from the Native Americans. I don't know. No, the point is that it's a legal rule. Like, possession is 9/10 of the law, right? Okay. The Gdilu of the Hosifus. The Rama is now explaining this view of the Gon. Can I turn off the heater? Or are you guys freezing?
Yes, please.
Should I
do that?
Yeah, let me turn it off. Go ahead.
The Gdilu of the Hosifus, Dabar Zesh, Allah al Daitam, Ad Shehoru, Shemish Yeshto Ben Nishbatato, Hosh Shimau, Velo Tidyabi Yishto, Shem Shukar Shukhaso, Achar Kach Ba'ala.
So what's the issue here? This is a case, this is an issue of Yibum. If this person has a child from his Shifcha, so do we assume that he freed her so that it's not a Bias Nus, right? Meaning that he freed her, married her, and then the child is considered his child, not the child of a non-Jewish. So he says, some Gonim said that, you know what? Anybody who has a child from a shifcha, chazakin in the most of bilas bilasna. So we impute this, that he was mishachra her, and that it's his child, and then that pater is his real other wife from Ibum. That's a big chiddush, right? I mean, we're applying chazaka in the most of bilas bilasna in this very strong way. Ram doesn't like this. Right, so here you're saying that Pesach of the Gonim is not reliable.
Shalom Rechama Chazak Zuha B'Ishto Shagir Shabilvah. Only about the woman that he divorced previously, or previously married to, I guess. Omei Kadosh Hafnai Baal Stam Shrei B'Ishto B'Ishto Hu Shechez Kaso She'ena Os B'Ilas O B'Ilas Nus Ad Shefarish Shehi B'Ilas Nus Until He Because it's supposed to be B'Ilas Nus Oshifarish
Al. So it's very interesting. The Rambam's point is no. Chazak in the most of B'Ilas O B'Ilas Nus only applies to Ishto. Right? Or to Ishto Shagirsha. Which is interesting that those are the two cases. Right? So one's a case where you're Mekadesh Al Tanai and then you're Bo'al Stam. So we say that the Bo'al Stam is like a Maisa of Ishus. Or Ishto Shagirsha Bilvad. It's very interesting. Like, why would these be the only two cases? Also, one second. Let's look at this line again for a second. Shelo amru chacham chazak hazirol v'ishto shagirsa bilvad. O v'mikadesh al tanai bo alstam shahari ishto, kama. U'v'ishto hu shechezkaso sheino ose bilaso bilasna. So this second v'ishto goes on both, right? I think that's very clear. Meaning you say this, comma. Well, this doesn't let me do Hebrew, but comma. Right. So this clause here is its own little sentence, and then the Rambam saying, "Girsha bilvad" is a case of each. Is a case of ishto, because ishto modifies both the mekadesh al tanai bol stam and the ishto shegirsha. Yeah? It's an interesting... So it's like when there's like a marital framework, then it'll say chazaka ina demos bilasa bilasnas. It's just a funny thing. Like, why would you think that framework applies to ishto shegirsha? Right? Unless you think that, like, if they're... Like, even the get doesn't create a full krisis between them. Unless they're shiluach. Of course, here, if they're having bia, then we view this as bia in the context of ishus. Right? Guys agree? Thoughts on that, Dick, Romy?
That makes a lot of sense, I think. Because otherwise, meaning it's hard to say that when you give, when someone gives a woman a get, and you can call it a separate krisis, then they have no connection to each other, as if they were strangers again when they first met.
Right. So, right. So the pshat that I want to say is that, yeah, you see from these dinim, that actually there is some sort of chalos ishus that's in existence after the nisina saget. And in most cases, that could eventually die out, the ishus, right? It could be destroyed somehow. Whether that's through her marrying somebody else, whether that's through there being sufficient de facto separation, but it could also be revived. And it's revived through lani ma pundiki, nisyachidima, bala, veno vena. Right, that kind of like, it's chazer v'neir, that the ishus comes back. Right?
It's not dead. Like, separation does not mean it's dead. It just means that you have gotten rid of any practical concern.
Right, maybe it's somehow suppressed, or it's not alive, but it's, you know, you could borrow paradigms from Yeridea about, like, it's like, not nosing tam l'shva, whatever, however you want to conceptualize it. Kiva?
So if we're saying that these are the two cases where we assume that he's having bila shenfusion, how do we know in the second case whether he made a tanai that the bila was shenfusion or not? It seems like you could claim either way.
In the second case? The halacha in the kitcha b'tanai bal stam?
Yeah.
We just impute that das to him. It's a halachic rule that whenever there's ishus, we say the bila was the shem ishus. And whenever there's no ishus, we say the bila was the shem znas.
But... So Omakadash al-Tanayval al-Stam is also when it was a Grusha?
No.
So
Makadash al-Tanay, so you did a Kedusha in al-Tanay. So you gave her a ring, and you said, Hare Makadash al-Tanay, that you give me $1 million. But then your bull stam subsequent to that. So that creates a Ishus to al-Tanay. Okay? My idea, because you said, Uvi Ishto hu, Sheches Koso, etc. I mean, this even refers to the case of Niskarsha, where there's still some sort of chalos ishus that's present. Josh?
Do you think it would make a difference if, like, you divorced her because, like, you hate her and, like, you know, she committed adultery versus if you divorced her, again, because, like, you know, she burnt the soup or just because you found someone better?
Right, maybe that's the Yishalmi, right? Yishalmi's whole point is that Lana Yimva Pundiki depends on Beshama Besilal. Right? Oh. Besilal's whole point is that if the Beshama's whole point is that it, since the Geirushin is... Because of Ervas Davar, maybe Ervas Davar is enough of a Isha's killer that now that we won't apply Chazak, we won't assume that there's any Maisa Bia, or maybe even if there's a Bia, it's not L'Shem Isha's. Maybe. Right? Well, your point is that the grounds for Gershin might determine what's left of the Isha subsequent to the Nisina Saget, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's one way of reading the Shalmi. Very good point. It's higher than Zed.
I don't know if Josh was asking this, but I thought he was asking that. Like, do we determine that on like a case by case basis? Like, maybe Shama and Israel agree in any particular case. Like, they just disagree what a stam divorce looks like. But like in a divorce that was because of Eros Davar, that would be. You know?
Yeah, I think Romeo was saying the Beis Shmuel says something along those lines,
yeah.
Right? What does the Vishnu tell us about the Vishnu rule, Rami?
I think everyone cites him as saying that. I think it's a little less clear, but he does kind of imply that if you get divorced because of something like an Erev HaStava, where everyone would agree basically that it's Mizu Hemes, whatever that means, would be, they wouldn't want to be together, then they'll be motivated Shema, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly what you're asking, right? We're going to talk more about this, but right now I just wanted to motivate the central idea about the chisaron in shiluach or lana ima bapundiki being a chisaron in shiluach, which either could be viewed as some sort of chisaron in the gerushin, or what I was suggesting in the last year, not so much as a knas, but I think it's where we left off, but that if they are reunited in this pundak, then the halacha kind of says, look, are you divorced? Are you still together? So if you're reunited in this hotel, the halacha just restructures it and says, this is a marriage again. There was some pushback at the end of last year about this. I don't know what the pushback was.
I just don't know why you'd say that. Why would it restructure it as meaning... I think it's more likely to say that there's a pre-existing connection, and therefore it makes sense for it to automatically go fall back into that than to say that also intentionally.
Right. I mean, I was framing it more as almost like a knas, right? Almost, you could, or Josh formulated my formulation as a knas, right? Where the knas is that if you do a maisa gerushin, but subsequent to the gerushin, you're nesiyached bapundiki. Then the halacha says, like, your gerushin didn't help you in any way. You're remarried.
I mean, but even not as nuts, right? The way that you were saying it was that halacha doesn't want this, he's uninterested in this ambiguity existing, and therefore it makes it so that it can't.
Right, it steps in and says, no, there's nishus again. The ishus is chazav
v'neir. So that to me is just, right, I guess I think the pushback was like, that's like extra. Meaning, I think it's simpler to just say, well, they haven't because of the ishus, so they fall back into it.
But the problem is, if you go with the Bavli's, the mashmos of the Gemara is that maybe there's a new Maisa Kedushin here, right? So falling back into it, you might say that's better if you want to read it that there's some problem with the original get.
Right, you don't have to say falling back into it. It's more just that they have a previous connection, so it's easier for them to get married.
All right, so that's if you're going with the formalism of Chazak and the Mosa Bilas Bilas Nos, and whenever it's Ishto, then there's automatically Das Lakadesh.
Right.
My point is that even if you put all that aside, you could say, oh, it's an open question, Chazak and Mosa Bilasa Bilas Nus, right? Whether the Gornim are right or the Rambam is right. But here there's a special reason to apply it. The reason is, like, to take them out of the ambiguity of Gerushin that's lacking a Shiluach. So what do you do when you have a Gerushin that's lacking a Shiluach? We put them back into Ishus. By applying the chazak of any of the most abilas abilas nos. That's what I was saying. You're shaking your head.
Meaning, why would the lack of shiluach isn't a reason to then choose to do this?
Why not?
It flows naturally from the idea that there's no shiluach, that they are then married.
Well, if you think that shiluach is not ma'akev the gerushin, let's say shiluach's not ma'akev the gerushin, but let's say shiluach's not ma'akev the gerushin, but it's bad to lack shiluach. So for gerushin, all you need is ksiva nesina saget. Kasla sefer kisiv nasan biyada. Hi, but if you're lacking shiluach, maybe there's some badness inherent in lacking shiluach for other reasons. To figure out what they are, right? Because like, one second, like formally you're divorced, but de facto, like they're still very friendly, chummy, right?
Right, so you have to figure out.
So you can say, what's that? What's the institution of marriage if you could be out of marriage but still be hanging out for dinner and a movie once a week?
Right.
So the halacha says, like, I don't know, if that's happening, then like we just impute the ishus back onto you.
Right.
I guess, see what I'm saying? So like,
yeah, that conceptual makes sense to me. I just don't think that. I don't see it in this case.
You don't see it in what?
Meaning in this particular case, I don't.
You're saying now it makes sense, you just don't see the evidence for it. The evidence for it would be that Chazaka in the Mosa Bilasa Bilas Nos could be applied in many different ways. Vaharaya the Gonin. The choice to apply it in this case itself is a function of, it's like the perspective on like that we don't want cases of Meshacha v'chozeres. And so if you violate Meshacha v'chozeres in such a strong way, then we just apply Ishus again. You're saying, where do you see it in the text?
Yeah.
Well, in the discretion of how Chazakin and the Mosav Bilas Bilas Nus is applied.
But again, no, that's not true. Because I can explain that in another way, right?
You could. Why would you?
Because it's easier. That's why.
It's easier.
Because it's much.
It takes you fewer words to.
No, it's more intuitive. It's there's less.
Less mechudesh. Why do you think one's less mechudesh or more mechudesh than the other?
Because one is because you're explaining why there was an intentional decision to do that. I don't know the indication that anyone made. I mean, the Lashon Rambam, I guess, but I don't know that there's an intentional decision being made here, as opposed to obviously the Gershon is ma'akev. If she left the ma'akev, the Gershon, and that's one. But even if it's not,
let's assume it's not right now.
Right? So even right. If it's not. We establish these things like people.
But that's ma'akev in some cases, like Meshacha v'na Chazeres, like in the.
Okay,
but not,
right,
in, not
but
in this type
all those cases aside, right? We establish things like Libo Gaspa and things like that, that they clearly do have some kind of connection still. So, okay, it's not so crazy then that instead of. You're married.
I agree. There's a way to go. Like, there's a way to go with, like, the formalism.
I don't like that. I'm not sure why it's formalism. Like,
Chazaka and the Mosav Bilas Bilas Nas.
I didn't mention it.
That's one way to go. You just say, like, when you interpret the sugya the right way, it turns out that this chazaka only applies in a case of
miskarsha. It's about the fact that they have a relationship, these people. It's not a formal chazaka. I mean,
lots of formalism doesn't mean anything coherent. It's just like, it just means that's, like, you're just following the rule of when does chazaka must be lost to be lost.
What?
Well,
what's the
Josh, explain him.
I think it's not this one.
You're going to decline? Ned's going to explain you.
Yeah. As opposed to particularly looking to apply this halakha in this instance, when you have a halakha interest in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm putting that, because to me, this is.
I mean, the suggestion is that as a pure matter of halakha.
Not intuitive halakha rule and say, this was. This is applied out of a external interest rather than I don't know about that.
You're saying external is like my saying formal. They're fighting words. No.
So I think the simpler view here is just that it naturally flows from the concept of marriage and divorce, that when you aren't acting divorced, you're cuddled to being married. And when you get divorced, when you get divorced, you still go back. You don't go back to zero. You're like, it's not like you never knew the person. And then when you start acting married, on top of that, you get closer to actually being married, as opposed to saying. I like how they think you're married at all. It's more just like we don't like what you're doing here, so we make you married. What's the concept of legal gospel after they're married? Then why can't? Meaning, separate thing, right? If what you're saying is true, then why is it possible? I know. Okay.
Say.
For them, who knows what I'm going to say.
What?
I think the sugya about living in the same shkuna.
We're about to get there. Hold up on the shkuna. We'll get to the shkuna.
What do you want to say?
No, what's the point? You're making a point. You're making an objection to my suggestion.
Yeah.
Do you agree that, look, there are cases in halacha where ishus is a kenas. And ones is a classical case. Right? So, someone's man is a woman. So the kenas is he has to marry her. Why does the halacha force them to be married in that case?
In the interest of the woman.
Whatever it is, anyway, whether it's deemed to be the interest of the woman, right? So I'm just saying something parallel here too. Maybe this din of lani upundiki is a knas, not out of concern for the woman here per se, but it's a knas out of concern for the interest of the institution of marriages being clear and clean cut. Right? Like you can't have, the halacha doesn't want nisgarsha and lani upundiki the next day. You're either married and in an intimate relationship, or you're not married and you're separated.
I don't know why you say the function of halacha not wanting, but it's the function of all of the reality that exists. All their relationship, the previous history, the fact that it's easy to fall into.
So I'm just asking, why is there an ishus in this case? There are two. I'm saying, why is there an ishus in this case? Why is there tzicha get chenis? One, yesh omrim, because there's a thing in Das Habal of Ein Adam Osa Bilas Abilas Nos, and when you peer in with a microscope, it turns out that Libo Gaspa, it's only the right mixture of elements when it's Nisgar Shem and Nisuin. Right, that's your reading. That's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying it's a very plausible reading. I agree that that's the Pashur reading of the Babli. I'm not disagreeing. And I'm saying there's another reading which says that, like the Gonim, really in principle, Chazaka in the Mosa Bilosa Bilosnos, it's an open Shiloh when that Chazaka gets applied. But it specifically gets applied to the case of Lanima Pundiki Lachar Girishin, so that the Halacha could clarify their Isha status, so that they're no longer Nizgarsha V'Chozeres. It's not a scarce of a chozer, it's their husband and wife again.
Ooh. Is that? Like,
what?
Chazaka sounds like we're talking about an actual reality.
Well, you need some way. What's the mechanism through which they're remarried?
Through the
chazaka, the most of you also be los nos. Right? Well, there has to be a hechetimsi.
But if there is that,
like what created the ishas?
Why can't that just be the explanation? There's a chazaka. You're imputing a second thing, which is that because there's this, that's the mechanism for this chaos, but you can just say that the mechanism is itself the reason for this dip without any.
So let's be a little more precise about that. There are two ways to go here. One is to say, look, this is just daf beis and kiddushin. Isha nignes v'gimel drachim, and wow, look through the microscope, there's ma'isabia here with das l'kadesh, right? The other way of looking at it is saying, like, no, there's a chisaron in nizgarsha mishalcha v'chozeres. If that's violated, then the halacha is going to view them as not divorced, i.e. married. What made them remarried? There was an asinas aget. So the answer is, oh, chazaka in the most of bilas bilas nos. There is enough ingredient here to be seen as a ma'isa ishas. But that's just because you also need a mechanism for the knas to work.
Right. Why do you need that further mechanism, further reason, I guess, or further justification of the knas?
It's not a justification of the knas. The knas is,
I'm saying,
why do you need a mechanism?
I understand there's this mechanism of chazaka, but that itself seems to be enough for justification to impute ishus.
What itself? What does
chazaka itself?
It is. I agree. There's nothing wrong with this approach. I agree. This approach gives us sufficient reason to say. Chazaka to say that there's ishus here. It's a little mysterious in that it's just in a case like this that the ingredient of chazaka, and that's the point of the gonim. The gonim's point is that maybe it should apply. It really applies in every case.
No, well, I'm not saying that's not a good presumption.
What?
The gonim,
right. That's fine. Right. But I'm pointing out that there's another way to go. I'm not saying there's anything deficient with this way.
Why is that mysterious, though? Meaning. Are you voted that your assumption here is that when they get divorced, they have no connection to each other anymore, and therefore it's mysterious they only apply it in this case? What I'm assuming is
no. I'm not saying there's no connection.
Well, then it's not mysterious why you apply it in this case. The reason you apply it only in this case is because only in the case of the Rambam listed is there a connection enough. Where
I don't know. Maybe Chazaka in the most to be lost nos means no one wants their beer to be as nos. How do you? What?
As the Gonim.
Right, as the Gonim say. How do you know what this phrase means?
I don't know. I don't
get
it.
What?
I'm not claiming to know exactly. I don't understand the point.
That maybe, like the Gonim said, that this chazaka should apply in every ma'isabia.
Right, okay. And I just think there's this way, not too mysterious to explain why it might apply in this case.
It's not. You could distinguish. Is that the words mean? Chazaka in the most of the Vilasnos? Sounds like it's a general rule, no? You're telling me a chiddush.
Okay, so you're saying.
Let me say even better. Let's go to the language of the Rambam.
I think you're both saying.
What do you say?
I think you're both incorrect.
Let's look at the language of the Rambam. See, I think Shelo Amru Chazaka Zu should be read as the. We don't say this chazaka except in these cases.
Okay, can I bring Rechem Yom Moshe?
You're gonna say it just means this chazaka doesn't exist.
I was actually gonna say that the Yikon Ishto supports this the claim that I'm making. Meaning, why is it relevant that he should apply it in this case? Because they have a pre-existing relationship. So much so that the Rambam keeps on referring to it in other cases also, I think, to a woman that he's already divorced, that's Ishto.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with the factual point that you're making that there is something special about this case, which is why we'll apply chazaka and nos. I agree with that. Now the further where we disagree is like, what's special about this case that explains how we apply it? You're saying it has to do with like... You're saying it has to do with like the mental state.
Right, that's good.
Of the husband's mind.
Or of the early, of the reality of the relationship.
Yeah. So it's like something special here that he's thinking Ishos when he's Boel and or he's in the Pundiki.
No, I think the relationship is close to Ishos, but fine.
And I'm saying it has to do with a legal interest. Of Mishalta Veina Choseres.
So I agree with that conceptual point, that's an interesting conceptual point. I think it's
so like to protect the Mishalta Veina Choseres, Allah says, oh, if there's Bia subsequent to Lani Abundaki, boom.
Right, so I think the conceptual point makes sense. I don't see the text, and I also think that there's no reason to like you just said this head, meaning that's sufficient reason. So why give another reason? Now, I also think that if you're right, then
Angie's gonna tell us that this depends on the principle of sufficient reason. Yes?
Yep, maybe. Worth it, maybe.
Yeah.
but also if you're right, I don't think it sufficiently explains why you only apply it in this case. Meaning, what if halacha doesn't like any what if random two people are getting together for the movie and dinner and being misguided.
Yeah, what?
So Allah should get comfortable with that too.
Why? What does that do with Mishalcha Veinach? Where's the shoe? Where's it?
Right.
What does it have
it's
to do
with? It's not comfortable with ambiguous relationships in general just because of Shiloh.
I'm talking about marriage and divorce. I'm not talking about dinner and a movie. No, Mishalcha Veinach Chazeres is a din in Ishos.
Okay. But that's my whole point.
Right?
Why is it a din only? Why is that specifically only?
No, actually, it can be you just need some kind of legally objectified line.
Yeah, you need a clear cut Gerushin. We're talking about clear cut Gerushin. That's all we're talking about. We're learning Gittin this year. Right? So I'm saying it's very clear why. Look, hey, this din only really applies in this case. Oh, it's a din of Mishacha Bein
Chazaris. I just wish the Gemara
would
put the plastic. You know,
well?
Plastic
of the shoulder. I also think it's a din of Mishacha Bein Chazaris. I just don't think that it's a legal rule.
Right, it's not the legal interest of...
Meaning the Mishacha Bein Chazaris...
I'm saying like the Ramban said. The Ramban said, well, what's pshad in the... Machzir Grishaso, it's because like the Torah wants, like it can't be that. Remember the Ramban of Machzir Grishaso? It can't be that she marries somebody. Machlef Nishol Sehem, there's Gershin, she marries, so she comes back, right? It's just like kind of defeated the whole.
I think
that's
very different from what you're saying.
Romy doesn't think it's different.
I mean, I kind of didn't think it was funny, but to me, the point is, I don't think it's a din Mishalcha Veinach Chazeres. I just think Mishalcha
Veinach Chazeres comes out of
the fact that the context of the relationship is such that, like, just that you signed a piece of paper and gave it to her doesn't mean that it's, like, totally over if you act like it's not. So, logically, like, it's not so simple that, oh, you have to go through all the steps of Kiddushin that you had to do beforehand to go back to this, because you already have this whole, like, foundation.
Right. I hear. We're disagreeing, goof, about this. Right? That's not a bad word.
You use brisker.
Also, you're like interpreting.
No, I'm not.
But also, what's hard about your opinion is.
Romy's saying, like, there's Ishus there. That's what you're saying. There just is Ishus. There's, like, Ishus looming in the background. So, Chazav Neir. I think that's a very valid interpretation. That's the first interpretation that I gave, right? I'm just saying there's another way of looking at it that it has to do with, like, protecting the institution of Ishus through Mishacha Veinach Chazaras, and that's why we impute a Maisa Kedushin here. All right. Who had a comment? Go ahead. We'll give you the last word, then we'll get into our second. What? Okay, he's good. Great. So let's turn now to page 6. This is the fourth piece of the Mishalcha Veinach Chazeres discussion. So we have the Yushalmi on the Mishnah of Lana Ima Bapundiki. I'll just reiterate that the Yushalmi did not read the sugya as a din in Chazakin and the most of Lasa Bilas Nos. Yushalmi did not read Lani Rapundaki that way. Correct? Nor did it say it's about Ede Yuchad Hainin Ede Bia. And in the context of that discussion, the Yushalmi quotes a Braisa. Let's get a volunteer to take us through the Braisa here, Magar Sishto. Ned? Oh. So what does Yushalmi say?
Get a divorce. Can't live in the same cluster or the same general locale.
Yeah, good. The wife should not reside with him in the same chatzer, nor should she reside in the same makom. Yes? Is anybody familiar with this halacha?
Like nowadays?
Yeah, pretty interesting, right?
Is it all used nowadays?
We'll see the Shulchan Aruch quotes in some Kufi Tas.
I know, I mean...
Right? Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's reasonable to assume that it's...
not men and Yisrael.
It's not, you're saying?
No, no, I mean...
When does it ever come out? I don't know.
All the time.
All the time.
So let's figure this out carefully. So according to the Yushalmi, what's the din, Ned? They can't live in the same chatzer nor in the same place. Place is ambiguous, right? Okay. A chatzer, you know from, you know, the Medina de Gemara, a chatzer is when you have multiple homes that open into the same courtyard. So like an apartment building, right? You have multiple apartments, they all open into the same hallway, that's probably a chatzer, right? But Lobo, so Malcolm's interesting. What does that mean? Like the same city, same town? It's underspecified here. And then we have a question about who has the right of way. So tell us about it, Ned. Yeah, so it's interesting, right? So the thought is whoever has property rights there has the right of way. So if it's her house, she gets to stay. If it's right, whoever has bailus. If they have equal bailus, who's got to move out, right? So the thought is that the wife's got to move before the ish. The Yushalmi doesn't tell us why the husband has right of way, but the Bavli in Ksivis, where you have a parallel brisa, the Gemara quotes, the pasuk that matal talasa de ish is kasha mi matal talasa de isha.
It's a lot more smart than that.
Got more stuff to schlep around. The im yichul and him fine. Okay, and then we get an interesting Yushalmi, an interesting qualification. Just tell about it. Tell us about it. So what does this mean?
When they were once upon a time,
well,
they had full nisu. Good.
I think that's the right reading of the Yushalmi, right? Yushalmi is saying that this prohibition of them living in the same chatzer or some makom is only true when it was nisgarsha mina nisuin. Correct? But nisgarsha mina irisin, the theory probably being ein libo gaspa, or there's just less of an ishus, there was less of a kesher ishus between them, then like there's less of an issue post gerushin. Right? Or to put it more more abstractly, you might say that the concern or the degree of shiluach required subsequent to gerushin will be a function of the strength of the pre-existing ishas prior to the nesinas, to the gerushin. So if, remember the marashtam that we saw earlier in this man about, right, Beisham Beis Hillel or Bikiva is applied to Gerushim and Erisin, Gerushim and Nisuin. So a parallel point here that Ishus of just Erisin, maybe that's cleanly severed by Nisina Saget. It also works out nicely with the parallel we saw. What is Nisuin according to the Rambam? Knisa Lebeso, right? So you might say you only need Shiluach if there was a Knisa at some point. But if all you have is Erisin, there never was Knisa Labeso, then the Nesina Saget totally dissolves everything. You don't need a Shiluach in addition to it. I'm just pointing out that it's Meduyak in the Yushalmi that the whole din of lo sadar ima boso chater bo boso makom, and I'm saying maybe that's a din in shiluach v'shilcha, that's only gonna apply mishas nesuin, because then there was knisa lebeso. But if there never was knisa lebeso, and all you have is neirusin, all you had is a formal kinyan ma'isa ishus, so that's dissolved fully by the nesinas I get. Ned, do you have a hand on this?
Yeah. So the next two.
Again, you could say that's not pshat. You could say this is all libo gaspa is really what's at issue here, and then libo gaspa is just triggering a chashash of whether they're going to be intimate again.
I think the next two.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Probably indicate the second.
Well, let's see. We'll talk about Arusa Shabiyuda.
Yeah, but go ahead.
That's
a little bit. But it's not rooted. There's no like stronger relationship if she's coming in. That's what I argue something about. Like.
Okay, we'll get there. So Kohen has a few lovenis too, good.
Statements about the strength of relationships in Yehuda.
Or is it saying that Arusa Sheb Yehuda is like Nesuin? Yeah, maybe there's type. Maybe there's like din Nesuin there. And I was Shabuto, we have to be Mayan. Sugging Sivis.
Reasonable to say that it's because whatever.
Just Libo Gaspa.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or you'll say, no, Nesua Behuda changes some Dina Madish. Arusa Shabuhuda, where there's Ichud. You know that Arusa Shabuhuda issue, right?
And apparently they have a strong relationship.
Do you know what the Arusa Shabuhuda is? Anybody learn in the first paragraph of Sivis? The issue of like Bali Gamon. There's a gzeir in Yehuda that any woman who got married would have to be with a Roman procurator. So, what they would do is Mishas Eirusin, they would set up Yichud with the husband, maybe even Bia, 2 days in the Rishonim, so that there would be like a full Ishus Mishas Eirusin, basically. Well, so we'll, that's our Rishon Shabuta. We'll look here if we can flesh it out more. Okay. So Ned's saying the Kohenes point without Nisuin / Arusa Sheb Yehuda, but again, it depends what the Arusa Sheb Yehuda is, that might seem to suggest is all just a chashash. Right, about...
Assuming that the Yushalmi is integrated here.
Yeah, okay, so we'll figure this out. Everybody see the Yushalmi? Why is the Yushalmi important? You'll see there's very important differences between this Bryce and the ones you get in Ksuvis. What's the most important difference between this and what we're about to see? Zecharia?
I was mentioning that shiur you're married.
Yeah. The Yushalmi does not, for this din of the Isser of them living in the same neighborhood, it sounds, even if they are now both single. Amigari says Ishto, lo sadur imo, lo boso chatzar, lo boso makum. Full stop. Doesn't say shiur you're married. It's clearly not talking about a grusha and a eshes kohen in this garsha. Because the Ashes Kohen only comes in later. Right? So this seems to say that even in a case, a regular couple that's married, they get divorced, they're not allowed to live in the same town. Why do you think that is? So, again, we'll throw out two views here. One possibility is, like I'm suggesting, that it's a din shiluach. The other possibility is the chashash that they may end up having yichud together. Now, of course, what's the chashash demand of having yichud together? Well, is that a big deal? That's the din.
Well, yes.
That's the din that we're going to see in the sugi and ksuvis. So I would say that the chashash them having yichud together is really a chisaron in shiluach. Right? Meaning?
I don't think that's a focus you have.
Well?
That's not you here in Buffalo, yes, that you guys are having.
It's not. Separate point. It's a separate point. Yeah, separate point. But I think it's you need to explain what's pshat that the halacha requires this step. Like, why can't they live in the same neighborhood? Why can't they go to the same shul or live in the same chatzer? Right? It says darsheni. So Zechariah, why do you think it's?
I was just asking, like, how does the din of one of the plumiki affect this? Like, who cares if they live in the same area? Okay, maybe they'll go back together and they'll get remarried, and maybe that's good. I don't know. We already have a din, like, oh, chashashi, but okay. So we're close that they might get remarried. Like, is that, like, what's the issue? You know?
What's the problem you're saying?
Yeah, as in, like, once we're already right? Unless you say there's some other concern beyond this of, oh, we want every divorce should have proper shula.
Right.
We've covered all our other bases, that there's not actually...
So you're saying, right. You're saying, so they'll... what could be the problem if they end up having yichud or bia? So then they're married again.
Right.
Alamai, right? Alamai, it must be that that's problematic, right? Interesting.
Could be they're giving advice.
Abe.
Kind of to the guy's point, like, right? We've spoken about how sad it is in the Zach Maradol demo. So there exists, to borrow a term, kind of a Rubino X, as Mordechai would say. Like, aside to say, like, no, let's encourage it. We want them to get back together and, you know, rebuild this and, like, rehabilitate this Ziva Grishon or whatever. Like, I don't know. There's kind of, like, a side to say that.
Yeah. It's interesting. So what do you think that implies, then?
I don't know. I was just...
Right, so Chayyar's saying that's a raya that there's got to be a clean-cut shiluach.
Right, so the fact that we have these dinim, even though there's no issue.
Right. In the same way that Piskei Uziel says you can have a nisuin amanas legarish, you can't have a gerushin where you're like you're still, you know, splitting the house. It's very interesting. I wonder, you know, there's a lot of talk nowadays, like in custody stuff about, like, what's it called? Co-nesting? You know, that's where like the kids stay in the house and then that's the husband and wife swap time zone. It's a very interesting question and how that would relate to Lo Sadr Ima Lobo Sochatzer. I mean, you could say, look, so long as the times are very clearly scheduled, then it's not a problem. But you might say, Ein Lecha, like Lo Sadr Bo Sochatzer Gdol Mizu, like they're sharing the same house, just, you know, ostensibly at different times. Right. Interesting to think about in terms of Shiloh, but we could talk about that more. Somebody had a hand? Kobe, you have a hand?
I was going to say, like, just on that point, like, they have kids. We've already seen, like, maybe there's kids around. You see the Gemara about the Kohen, whose wife didn't get raped. Like, it says, like, oh, there's kids around, and, like, it's not such a big deal. Like, she's only there, the kids are there.
Yeah, when there's no youth, there's never youth. Yeah, I mean, this is a game of civis. Yeah. I'm saying there are ways to make it kosher. Okay, so that's like a civis chavzayin on a base. Anybody want to tell us what's going on here? This is the parallel sugya in the Bavli that somewhat mirrors the sugya we just saw in the Yishami. Yeah, tell us what's going on here. We can start even here from Tanya. Tanya, take us through this because it's worth going through carefully.
Oh, just from the Tanya.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on there?
It seems to say when you divorce your wife, you shouldn't live lo tinase b'shmata. You shouldn't get married in her shula.
Lo tinase. What's the exact Hebrew conjugation of tinase?
She should. She should.
How do you know she? No. Yeah, the prefix of the stuff, right? It's like she.
I know you were doing.
That was very good. She should not get married in his neighborhood, right? So the
also
point.
Shunato.
In his neighborhood.
Yeah, it's also
right. Well.
Nothing.
Be second person.
Well.
You should not get married. Like I'm saying, like.
Do you think it is?
No, because of Shkodah
Tav. And his,
yeah.
So he's the subject, or something. Like yeah. And his.
It's
Nifal. What's Nifal? She should not get married in his.
It's passive.
The Tav could go for him, though. It's a passive prefix.
Only if it's a first person.
That's what we've been trying to say.
And it'd be like, you should not get married in his... That doesn't make any sense. Clearly, she should not get married. So she should not get married. So this is already light years away from the Yishalmi. Why are we light years away from the Yishalmi?
Because this is talking about, like, she shouldn't marry...
Tinase. It implies...
It's only talking about a case where she gets remarried.
Yeah. It sounds like the prohibition of being in the same place only applies when she's married to somebody else. Which itself implies anamaksi grishasa, but maybe nisarishis ish.
Yeah.
Right? The point is, like, they're so familiar with each other. So we have a chash that maybe they'll rendezvous while she's married to somebody else. Right? So the thing about the Babli, and this is why I started with the Yishami, is that, and this is the way they makes its way into the tour, but maybe not the Rambam, which we'll see, is that here the Isser sounds like it's not so much about Shiluach, it's just more about this chashash of Isser Ishishish. Everybody agree with that? Okay, similarly the Yishami says, Vim Haya Kohen.
This is the Babli.
Sorry, the Babli. Vim Haya Kohen. So what does that mean?
Specifically, if you're a Kohen, you shouldn't she shouldn't live with him in the Mavoi.
So what's the Mavoi is the where all the Chatzeros come together. Right? Batim open up into Chatzeros, Chatzeros all open up into a Mavoi. So here
like a small neighborhood.
What?
I guess.
Yeah. Far cut. So here, notice, Imhaya Kohen, you don't get the sense that she has to be married for the prohibition to apply. Right? I mean, if you're a Kohen, then they can't live in the same neighborhood, even if she's not remarrying.
Which makes sense.
Which makes sense, because for a Kohen, there's a specific law that a Kohen can't marry a Gusha. So you, there's the Isser to make sure there's no Bia, even though she's not remarried. Whereas for the Yisrael, it sounds like the Yisrael only goes into effect. The din of harchakavs of distancing only goes into effect if she's married. Imaya kfar katan. Okay, so kfar katan is like a shchuna, meaning that presumably she's not allowed to remarry in the neighborhood. So like a small town, they can't live in the same small town together. What?
The din of the kohen is there.
It's not clear. It's not so clear, right? So we'll talk about that. Then the Gemara says, this we know, chazash al shneim, hinit ches bifanov, that's all fine. This is about who has right of way. And then the Gemara says this. So the Gemara then has a different brisa. Then it's kind of really important to figure out whether this brisa tells us something new. So go ahead, Ezra, turn our
phone.
So what does that mean?
So if she borrows money from...
Say it again, if...
He borrows money...
Okay, if he borrowed money...
From her possessions of her... From her father.
Meaning, while they were married, he borrowed money from the her family. Okay. And now they're divorced.
Right, so he has to pay it back. He should only pay it back
through an intermediary, right? Because we don't want them to have financial relationships with each other, because it sounds like the halacha wants there to be some sort of clean separation, right? Mm-hmm. Yes? So in Nefras Leidachar, she shouldn't be coming to his house to get payment. And the number of Asheshes. We won't even let them come together to a court case.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a different...
Because we want like this degree of separation, then do we knas them, shemutim, whatever. So there's some penalty if they kind of show up together for a hearing. So this all implies that there's some interest in separating them, not just where they're living, but even in the extent to which there's business dealings between them. Right? Okay, so then we're told this.
Should I continue?
Yeah.
Amar Rav Nachman Tana bet Evel Rabbatzi bet Balak Rav Orish Nisgarshim and Nisuin about Nisgarshim and Erisin Nifrasa de Atzma Sheimi Bogaspa.
So what's the point here?
That it's only talking about cases of Nisuin, because in Erisin you're not the Eimi Bogaspa, so there's nothing you can do to yourself.
Okay, so this din of Lava Haimena / them not coming to Bezdin is only when there's a Skarshim and a Nisuin, because then Libo Gaspa. But if ain't Libo Gaspa, then it's kosher for them to come together.
Right.
Okay.
And then we have, should I say that they'll rest outside, or do you want me to
tell us a little bit about this?
So it's just, there's a case where Arus and Arusato came to before Rava, and he said that they should appoint a shliach. He appointed a shliach between them. And they asked, well, why you need to do that there? It's an arisa. You should be able to. They don't need a shliach. He says no, because here they are libo gaspa.
Right. So this shows that maybe libo gaspa for an arusa could then, trigger the same type of concern. Right. So what do you make of libo gaspa triggering the same type of concern?
I just, it means it's crap. It's just furthers the point that we're trying to separate them because we think they might be intimate. And if they're in normal stan arusa, they're not going to be intimate. But
there's no chash, right?
But if but for some reason they are have libo gaspa, then it's similar that they.
Yeah, you could say it that way, or you could say libo gaspa is just like about the forward-lookingness, like chashash, right, of them. Or you could say that gufa, whether you need a shiluach, will depend on whether there's libo gaspa. Like libo gaspa itself is a problem in shiluach, if there's like ongoing affection between the two. So if there's ongoing affection, then you need to kill it with shiluach by separating them.
I think no matter what, that's going to do that. The whole point is that you don't want to make it, you don't want to bring it out. I mean, stun there.
Maybe.
I think that's the whole point.
So my point, we need to figure out whether Ezra's arguing that libo gaspa is significant because that's what generates the chash of them having yichud, or them being together. And I'm just pointing out that you might read libo gaspa as saying, like, de facto, is the union over? If there's no libo gaspa and it's just erusin, then it's over. But if there's erusin plus libo gaspa, then there's something that has to be extinguished, and so you need shiluach. So Ezra literally just rolled his eyes at me.
I didn't.
Josh?
I mean, it's like we said, I mean, the suin is more like the mitzvah type thing.
Yeah, so if there's libo gaspa,
like, you know,
there's something in there. Yeah, there's something there, right?
Yeah,
there's a spark. Romy.
Or can you say a little bit differently that you have the shkot and kill libo gaspa, right?
It's needed when there's libo gaspa.
Right, but not because of the chashash, yeah. But because...
Yeah, that's a version of what I'm saying, but I agree with that formulation.
What is Romy?
Ezra wants you to tell him what you're saying. Tell him what you're saying.
That you could just say that libo gaspa is the reason that you need the shiluach, not because of the chashash to consider it, but because... You're trying to, you know, you're acknowledging that, yeah, they're divorced, but...
De facto, there's something there. So when there's something there, you have...
That's where I'm saying.
Right, I agree that I'm saying this similar to what Romy's saying.
Sorry.
Right. I was saying just something like you have to kill it, but Romy's saying forget about killing it, but that's... Even if you're not killing it, that's when there needs to be a harchaka. Right? Great. Now, the major question in this passage here of the Tanur Rabbanan is what? What's the issue in the Tanur Rabbanan? So are you raising your hand or are you fixing your glass? Yeah.
As in, just like, what's the case of you'll be married? Is there a
thing? Yeah, what's the case of the Lava Haimana B'nich Se'aviyah in Nefras Leidei Acher? / Yasa Lukam in the Beidina? / what's this talking about? So what does Rashi say? Josh?
It's talking about a Kohen.
Rashi says that Kohen Shegireish Es Ishto. Rashi says that for the whole sugya, but specifically for the Tanur Rabbanan Lava Haimena, he says Benichse Abia Shehayu Biyada Benichse Milug Uve Kohen Shegireish Es Ishto Kamairi. It is a little crazy, right? Why do you think it's crazy?
Because the Gemara then says specifically Bimhaya Kohen.
Well, this is after that. Isn't this after that?
No. It's also the first point of the Yerusha, that's before.
Okay, but what I'm highlighting, B'nichse Aviya, is about the Lava Haimenu, the Tanur Rabbanan, Lava Haimenu, B'nichse Aviya.
Yeah, but it's this whole, it's one sheet that throughout, that's all we're only talking about.
Correct. Now. Really, what the Gemara is interested in is Kohen here, right?
Saying that doesn't seem to fit with the words, because the Gemara specifically talks about one case, and then it says, B'imhaya Kohen.
Good, I'm happy that you're equal opportunity critic. You criticize Rashi in the same way you criticize me. Good. you're right. Rashi saying a chiddush. The Gemara just said a stam brisa of Lava Haimena, right? They can't go to the bezin together. They can't do business together subsequent to their divorce. And Rashi says that's not talking about a stam ish that divorces his wife. It's just talking about a kohen who divorces his wife. There's nisser. There's a lavdo raisa for them to be reunited. So there, dafka, we say that there's nisser for them to borrow money. and do business together. But the diuk in Rashi is that this does not apply to a stam gerushin. Correct? Ezra? Daniel?
I think Rashi doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's logical because that with the Kohen, you're not allowed to remarry a Grusha. But when it comes to, like, we hold up the Zakar, like they tell that you're not going to have a deal about those, then, okay, so they get remarried.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Right, we'll see, yeah. Definitely what's motivating Rashi is the intuition, and we'll see a lot of poskim say this, the Magen Mishnah says this. It's like, what could possibly be wrong with just a stam divorce couple where there's no prohibition for them to do business together, borrow money, right, after they're divorced? Now, I'm going to say that's a chizarn and shiluach. But you're right, if you don't say that chiddush, then Rashi's, you know exactly what's motivating Rashi here, right? Josh.
I don't know if Rashi's saying that, like, logically there's a reason to differentiate, but it's like he's being majadic in the lashon of Beitaviyah. Because, like, the Grusha, let's say if she's remarried the woman, she's no longer in her father's house, but the Grusha, she's there's no reason for us to say she's remarried to somebody else and she can be in her father's house.
Well, Beitaviyah, I think, just means while they're married.
Yeah. No, but
Rashi himself says, "Love Imena Biyos the Tachta."
Oh, but now that she's collecting it, she's collecting.
So he borrowed from her while they're married. Why Nichsim Milug are hers? She gets them. If she walks into the marriage with Nichsim Milug, she gets them out upon divorce. She brought a Tesla into the marriage. She gets it back upon divorce.
Was Tesla originally from her father's house.
Presumably,
the presumption is all Nichsim Milug come from Beis Avia.
And wouldn't go back to her father's house afterwards.
No, it's the wife's nechasim that she gets back upon gerushin. Right? I noticed Rashi's point, why can't they be together? Shelo yikrevu bidvarim. Right? They shouldn't be close in proximity, even through words and stuff, right? So it's like a type of separate. But Rashi, we know what's motivating Rashi to say this is all by a Kohen, correct? Yes? Benji, you're the only Kohen in this in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, you're coming? Yeah, okay, good. We got two Kohanim in. Okay. So yeah, a lot of chumras here that apply to Kohanim. Wow. Wow. Okay. Charlie, I didn't know you were coming. It's good to know. Well,
changes everything.
Yeah. The Kidashto. All right. Can't sit in the back. You have to sit up front. Benji, you too. Okay, when you get to the Rambam, so the Rambam clearly, or seems to disagree with Rashi, correct? Let's look at this Rambam very carefully. There's a lot to be said about the Rambam, the context of the Rambam here, like why he paskins this halacha and Perek Chaf Aleph between the halachos that it's positioned between. So let's see, what does he say here? Chin mishagirish ishto yisuri biya chaf aleph chaf zayin. Abe, did you prepare it?
Yeah.
So go for it. Chen mishagir
is
yishto.
The chen mishagir is yishto minan suin. Lo tadar imo. Bechater shema yalo lide is mas.
Okay, so what do you get for the Rambam?
Right, so if he's divorced his wife, they can't live together, whether it's in... they can't live together in a chater, because it could be just nuts, right? He's taking more of a hardline approach that it would be his nuss.
So he says it would be nuss, which is interesting. I assume there he just means that they'll end up rendezvousing for Tashmish. Right? He's saying that's the problem. Now, what's the chiddush in the Rambam that you don't get in Rashi's reading of the Gemara? Lo sadar ima b'chatzer. Chem yishigir shisha min anasu and lo sadar ima b'chatzer. How's it different from Rashi? Same in the next passage. Hayla milva etzlo.
Hayla milva etzlo. Osa shliach le'tovo. The gerusha sheba im amigarish le'din.
Menadin osa. Yeah, so, etc. So what's the chiddush in the Rambam that you don't get in Rashi? The Magen Mishnah makes a big fuss about this, and I think he's right.
I'm not sure.
It's the chiddush
I
mean.
There would be always something.
I don't know. From me?
That there's no limitations at all, to being married or to being coined.
Yeah, it's not limited to Nisha's coin. Nor is it limited to a case of Nisei's Lachar Gerushin. So it's not just Echshash of Isra'i Shazish, nor is it Echshash of Grusha Le Kohen. He's saying anytime a couple gets divorced, they're not like our reading of the Yushalmi in Kittin. Right? That's Chain, Misha Giri Shazish, Taminan Nisuin, Lo Sada Yuma B'chatzer. Adam says it applies to all couples. And you can see the Magi Mishnah. And all the Nosei Kelim here get fired up about this. They say, Mashkasa Rabbeinu, Lo Hizkir Lo Sinasei Klal. The Rambam omitted the key word in the Gemara, which says that Lo Sinasei Bishchuna. The wife can't get married in the same neighborhood. Because the Chashash is just if she's Nesha Zish, we're worried that she's going to violate this Isser Del Raisa with Onesh Misa. But the Rambam makes it sound like even if she's a pnuya, there's a prohibition. What?
Wouldn't it be an
Isra Daraisa? Yeah. Paniel pnuya?
Yeah.
It's,
how do you apply the chazak in that case, no?
It's a little tricky.
Because the Rambam himself says.
Part's not.
Rambam himself says what?
Well.
Yeah, Rambam himself holds that a bia with low chuppah v'kiddushin is... Although here it's a little more interesting because you might say Lani Mapundiki, we say Chazaka and the Mosi will also be Las Nos, and it's Maisa Kedushin.
No, we only say that for.
Yes.
Only say that for what? Master Gushaso. But this is this case.
Right.
So it is a very interesting question when he says Shema Yavali Deis Nos. What do you mean Shema Yavali Deis Nos?
Can't be
Znus, because Chazaka and the Mosi will also be Las Nos.
That's why you said it you translated it as not Znus, but just meaning that it will lead.
Promiscuity.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So I think there is that little puzzle within the Rambam. So you're right. Josh is right. The Rambam's own shita, we actually saw this in one of the first Urim, is that this or Kedesha is any bia without Ksuv Kedushin. But here it's a little trickier because we're saying it's a bia l'shem Kedushin. So maybe you wouldn't violate that Isra D'oraisa. So I would say, again, like I was my reading of the Yushalmi, that maybe this is a chisaron and shiluach. That's really the problem here, right? That you can have gerushin with a subsequent maisabia. That's really that's where the issue lies. But we'll come to that. The Magen Mishnah wonders where the Rambam gets this from. He says it's against our girsa, the loki girsa seinu besvarim. He says it's against the girsa of the Rif. The Rif's girsa is like our girsa, lo sinasei bishchunaso. And he says, here's the Magen Mishnah, who's reading for us?
I was reading.
Abe, so Venera, so where's the Magen Mishnah say Venera to be Israel?
Venera to be Israel, Kol Zman Shalom, and this is Tavar Bishkunazo.
Meaning?
So long as they haven't remarried, they can live.
Yeah, so long as the wife's never remarried, of course she could live next door. She could live in his basement. No, she could live next door in the neighborhood. Then the Magen Mishnah says a chiddush. So what's the point? He's like, I agree that Gersa and Argemar's.
Right, it's one thing to live in Shkuna, but Chatzar still would be Aser even if they haven't remarried.
Right, so you distinguish between Mavoi, Shkuna, and Chatzar. And his point is that maybe the Isser only applies for Panoi, for just when she didn't remarry, the Isser would only apply in a Chatzar. That's such close proximity that that's not kosher. But Bishchuna, B'mavoi, that would be kosher. Right? We're going to see there's some major distinctions about Mavoi, Shchuna, and Chatzar that we have to talk about. Because which cases are we more machmir for?
Yeah, only the Yerushalmi mentioned Shchuna.
Yerushalmi did not mention Shchuna. Yerushalmi said, Lobos is Chatzar, Lobos is Makom. So it does depend on what Makom is. Right? You mean that continent? No. But
hemisphere.
Right, what is that? Okay, so the Magen Mishnah has a chiddush to maybe be miyashli the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam had our normal girsa, but the Rambam realized that everybody would have to concede that chatzer is too close proximity, and there, everybody agreed there has to be some sort of shiluach. Okay. He agrees with Ezra, by the way, that... yeah, that Rashi is a huge chiddush. Rashi pirsha brisa b'choin shagiris is yishto, the love case. The ein kain mashma shal brisa v'lo pshat asugya. The Rabbeinu sover, and this is maybe the mucker for the Rambam, how do you know that when they're, even when they're not married, not remarried, when she's not remarried, they still have to separate? Da'afilu b'yisrael hu, v'yach b'yishlo nises la'acher, v'chein ikar. The Rambam probably learned it from the lo b'hanbenu case, where they're not allowed to do these business dealings subsequent to Gerushin. There was no statement in the Gemara that Safka Grusha is calling or that she remarried. Kamash Malan, after the Rambam got the Kiddush, that even Yisrael, Megar Sishta, that they have to have some degree of separation. Okay, everybody kind of get the shock of Atari here in the debate. According to Rashi Shita, there's really no requirement of separation in a regular case. Only when there's Isra Ishasish and Grusha L'Kohen. According to the Rambam, there is a requirement of separation for a sound case of Gerushin. The Magen Mishnah himself seemed to have been conceptually sympathetic to Rashi's view. Nir Dibishol, because Manchelon is taught Bishmanasa, but then he kind of has, you know, well, maybe Chatzer is a place to draw the line. Rambam's right about Chatzer, and Rashi's right about everything else. Okay. Let me just mention one other shita, and we'll talk more about this next year. If you look at the Ritva and Ksuvis Chav Zayin, I added this on page 9 in the source sheet. He cites Rashi. And he says, Rashi's obviously right. He says, Aval Yisrael shegirish as ishto, kol zman shelo nises lacher, harei lo nesra alav. This is kind of what Daniel and Zechariah were saying. It's like, let them get back together, right? What is her lo nesra alav? And he says, "Ve'ein kan ela misham yichud shel pnuya ba'alma." Worst comes to worst, it's like having yichud with pnuya. It's not clearly in his mind; it's not an isur d'oraisa. Upshita d'shari. So even if she's living in his basement, like a worst case scenario, it's yichud d'pnuya. And he says, "He cites the gemara lo sinasi b'shkonasa de'ilu mikame nesuin yichol alader ima b'chatzar ke pnuya d'alma." And if it's before Nisuin, she could even live in the same chatzar as him. And therefore, the whole sugya in Ksuv is that either Kohen Shagiris is Ishto, or Yisrael Shenises. Alav hachi, ein la lios nidches mipanav, ein la lasos shliach ladunimo. Like, they could be as kind of entangled with each other as they want. Upashidhu. He says, this is so obvious. Ela reisi misha toa bedavar. Who do you think that's a swipe at? Yeah, the Rambam. Right? So you get a very clear dialectic here in two camps of the Rishonim about in a stam case of Gerushin, is there problematic for them to reside together? So I want to figure out what exactly that machlok is about and how it bears on this question of Vishilcha Mibeso slash the concern of some sort of ongoing tashmish, yichud, subsequent to the Maizeh Gerushin. Okay. So we're going to stop here for now, and then we'll pick up with this next week.
Sure.
Good.